This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. Last Friday in Roxbury, 13-year-old Gabriel Clark was shot on his way to choir practice in Roxbury. He's currently recovering from surgery. Joining me on the line is Pastor Bruce Wall. Reverend Wall, we've been here before.
I've been here before, and I guess I'll be here again.
This is horrible. On his way to choir practice, and this is all too common, and that's your point.
This kind of a shooting is very difficult to prevent. It's random. But there are things that can be done in the real troubled hotspots in our city.
And what does it say that we're talking about this on the one-month anniversary of Sandy Hook, where we as a nation are very much thinking about gun violence now? It's top of mind in a way that it wasn't a month ago before that horrific tragedy.
Well, you know, I have a friend who is actually a therapist in one of the local Boston public schools, and they indicated that when they went into the school to talk to the young people had normalized the shooting in Connecticut. It was the teachers who needed the support. Hmm. And so although this has been a discussion that now the vice president is going to be presenting his findings on, I had asked for the president of the United States to come to Boston a year ago to address this issue before the campaign, urban violence and violence in our suburban communities.
Mm. So you're saying that there's too much normalization of this violence in communities and with kids normalizing it.
Yes, and that's troubling, that the kids just are going on about their normal days. But in the urban sections of our country, in Chicago, they had over 500 homicides in Chicago last year. One of the things, again, that needs to happen, and I've been saying this over and over again, what would happen if the Boston Police Department actually worked with an urban planner on a strategy to address Boston's issue, because every city is different. And once the draft was done, presented to the elected officials, the community activists, and the pastors in the area, not in June, but now, before we come to June, so that we can have a plan that we all embrace and we're all working on.
Meaning that in June, typically violence escalates in the summertime.
Right, because what happens during the summertime is that people wait until there's a crisis, and then we have the meetings, and then we have the rallies, and we go to funerals.
Oh, my goodness. We're calling Reverend Bruce Rawl of Global Ministries Christian Church back. We lost the call. I'm talking with Reverend Wall about the shooting that happened on Friday of a young man, 13-year-old Gabriel Clark, who was shot in the stomach in Roxbury on his way to choir practice. This has been Reverend Wall's life's work, trying to stop this kind of urban violence and, just as importantly, trying to raise awareness about it. And we were just talking about the normalization of that violence in the minds of so many kids and communities. And so you're back with us, Reverend Wall.
Yes. Sorry about that. No, cell phones are terrible.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing. Sandy Hook appears to be, at this moment, a pivotal time for folks to respond to violence in communities.
Correct.
To assault.
Correct.
Is there, or what will it take to make a pivotal moment such as Sandy Hook represented to the nation with regard to urban violence? I know you're connecting both of them, suburban, urban, all the same.
Right.
And we know that with regard to gun violence, that's the case. But it's clear that there are people who can understand what happened to Sandy Hook and respond, but are having a hard time linking that to the urban violence that's all too common on some streets.
Right, because it's been happening in urban America for too long. We are suffering through post-traumatic stress in the cities in our country. I mean, after the young the person was shot on Humboldt Avenue, I heard people said, oh, another person was shot. And then they went on about their business.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody shot up a church at Morningstar Baptist Church a number of years ago, That was the rallying cry in Boston, and that went across the country. Don't you think the shooting of a young person on their way to church to sing in a choir should be the rallying cry for people in this city? And I don't think it has been, again, because it happened so commonly. In 1983, Georgette Watson and myself came together and started an organization called Drop a Dime, Report Crime. We had a rallying cry with all the drugs that were in our city. And we started with people calling a hotline. We had 6 calls a month. When we ended the program 10 years later, we had 500 calls a month.
Wow.
And so, again, I think I have to focus on this city. The vice president and president will focus on the nation. The shooting of this young person who survived, who is surviving right now, this needs to be the rallying cry to get us together in this city to address this issue for what could be a horrific summer in our town.
All right, Reverend Bruce Wall, once again, reminding us about the violence that is very common and, in his words this morning, normalized by some kids in some communities. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for talking to us. In the immediate aftermath of President Obama's reelection, many in the Republican Party said, "We need some new leadership." Coming up, we talk to Rick Green, one of the candidates running to be the next chair of the Mass GOP. I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio.